Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Straight Talk Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I want to share with you a topic that I've become increasingly excited about, one that I believe can change your life, your business, the relationships that you have. It's one that in the last 6 months, over 1,000 books have been published on it. In fact, universities are teaching about it. It is the most popular course taught at Harvard. You know, scientists have been studying this for over 30 years. Governments actually are appointing cabinet positions to oversee it. The United Nations actually named an official day after it, which is March 20th. And if you go on Google, Google Analytics actually has proven that people are searching for it every day. Do you know what it is? It's one of humanity's oldest pursuits. It's what every parent wants for their child. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about happiness. You know, as a society, globally, and specifically in the United States, we're wealthier today than ever. We're more educated today than ever. We live longer today than ever. And while all that is true, the United States was recently ranked number 17 in a recent World Happiness Report. Who was number one? It was Denmark. So way to go if you're listening in Denmark today. During periods of the Great Depression, when there's probably very little to be happy about, we were actually 18% less depressed than we are right now. You see, and this really makes sense to me when I thought about it for the very first time, because I have so fallen into this hole and this trap in my home-based business, even when I was working, you know, my corporate job. You see, we've been taught the wrong formula for success and happiness. What were you taught? Well, what I was taught is that if you go to school, you work hard, you get a job, you become successful, and that equals happiness, right? Wrong. Well, research has proven that happiness is actually a precursor to success, not the other way around. And kind of if you stop and think about it for a second, what do? You know, we start our home-based business. We want to get, you know, our first couple of people, and that's pretty good. But then we're not happy with that. What we want to do is we want to get that first leadership position, and then the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And it's like, oh, it's driving you crazy because you can't climb to the top. You know, there's so much hype and marketing BS out there today. That is like, oh, if you want to be a top 1% earner, income earner, you know, then you're going to arrive. Wrong. Here's what I'll tell you. And I know this from personal experience. You know, I had a conversation with Richard Brook, who's the CEO and founder of OxyFresh years and years ago. And it's kind of, I was stuck at $5,000 a month income. You know, most people would say, you know, being stuck at $5,000 a month income, that's a good thing. I'd be happy with that. But we're talking about happiness, and I wasn't happy with that. And I felt like there's a rubber band tied around my waist, and every time I would push, I was going to get, bam, I'd get slapped back against the wall, and it drove me nuts. Well, here's what we know now, is that neurosciences actually have proven that we are actually hardwired to perform at our best when we're happy. And study shows that when we're happy, we're more optimistic. People who are happy and optimistic earn higher incomes. They set and achieve more aggressive goals. Get that? That was an important one for me. They experience less stress. They remain calm in high-pressure situations. They're more energetic. They recover faster from illnesses, and they overall live longer. Now, let's talk about you and your home-based business. For me, you know, I was wanting to get to the top fast. And you know what? I didn't enjoy that journey. I didn't enjoy that journey too much. I didn't enjoy it because I wasn't happy. Are you happy? Are you happy in your business? Have you reached all your goals? If you haven't, my guess is that you haven't. Because we always set higher goals. That's the problem. You know, every time you set a target, you get it, and then you want to go to the next one. Then it's the next one. Then it's the next one. And what happens, and this was me for sure, is I was in that process, in that journey. You know, I'm a red goal-oriented personality. It's like, I kept wanting to achieve, but I never really stopped to slow down to celebrate the success, and I never really stopped to think about my happiness. I was so wanting to get to the top of the income plan. And as a result, I spent years going after something, and I didn't really enjoy the process. And what I want for you, I don't care what level you're at in your business. I don't care what level you're at in your income. I want you to be happy. I want you to enjoy the journey. You know, when you're happy, you're going to have more positive, real relationships. And you're going to be able to handle stress better. And you're going to be able to increase your concentration. You're going to have better focus. And let's see if this makes sense. I mean, it really kind of does to me. Once, you know, I started studying this stuff, I was like, oh man, this is really, it's obvious, but it's really not obvious. It's like how you feel and your attitude towards life overall stems from your thoughts, which translates into your actions and overall results. And if you're like I was, if you were constantly focused on what you weren't accomplishing and how much money you weren't making, does it sound familiar? Or is it just me? Probably just me. I hope it's just me, but it's not. That you actually attract more of that in your life. And I remember years ago, I actually hired, you know, my first coach that actually paid. Her name was Sonia Stringer. She's amazing. She actually worked with Tony Robbins for a long time. Paid her about $400 a month for 3 sessions, 45 minutes. She said something to me, and it's true. She said, Terry, for things to change, you got to change. For things to get better, you got to get better. Sounds obvious. But you know what? We get so hung up in our process that, you know, I think we just need to slow down sometimes so we can go faster. And what you need to understand is that when you read the news, the majority of that information, whether it be online, offline, you know, your TV or your internet or your radio, it's negative. And your brain then starts to think and expect negativity. And that's normal. Well, that's not normal. You know, a lot, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but it's true. Medical students, you know, when they're going to study to become medical doctors, a lot of times, especially the first year medical students, actually they start feeling the symptoms of all the diseases that they're exposed to and studying. It's kind of like the placebo effect, you know. So what you think about, you become about, you know. Thoughts are things. You've heard that from Napoleon Hill years ago when you read that book. Hopefully you read that book. In fact, I'm rereading that book again for probably the 10th time right now. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Get it, because there's magic in that book for sure. So it's what I want you to understand is it's not necessarily the reality that shapes us, you know, through the lens that we look through and how our brain interprets it. But, you know, what we need to do and what we should do, in my opinion, is that we need to change our lenses so that we see things different, so our brain handles things differently, so we can actually change our level of happiness and, as a result, our outcome and how people perceive us, you know, the energy that we have, whether it's, you know, face to face or whether it's over the phone or whether it's we're writing a blog article or whether we're doing a video. Because you know what, when you're in the zone, and you've been in the zone before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Life is good. You're on, you know, the universe is responding to your every request, and boom, that's what happens when you live a life of happiness. Prosperity just comes to you. Does that make sense? You know, What I want for you, for this show, and certainly overall, is I want you to be happy. I want you to be successful. But I know the formula for success now is happiness first, success later. And there's little things that you can do to create more happiness in your life. This is not hard stuff to do. Something as simple as exercise every day. Easy to do, easy not to do, as Jim Rohn says. Exercising for just 15 minutes a day will change and shift your productivity and how your brain functions. Meditation. You know, my wife's a yoga teacher. My daughter is a Reiki master. And, you know, I was one of those goal-oriented people, and I just didn't believe in this whole concept of meditation. I tried to, you know, study it a little bit years ago, and I just didn't get it. I'll tell you, since I've been studying this whole happiness movement, I've been, you know, meditating just 15 minutes a day, not a lot. But for whatever reason, so many things have changed for me. I just feel good. I feel happy. I feel abundant. Here's something else that you can do. Again, so simple to do. Random acts of kindness will make you feel happier. Something my wife and I are doing, again, if you can get a happiness partner, is we're writing one thank you note to somebody. And it's got to be a different person every day, just to express your appreciation. Easy to do. You keep doing this and you're getting happy, and it feels good. You can also write a positive experience that happened to you yesterday. Something else that you can do is you can write down three things that you're grateful for every day. Every day. Now, if you have kids, little kids, and you lay with them in bed at night and read them a book, here's a great exercise is get in the habit of just saying one thing that you're grateful for, and then look to your child and say, what are you grateful for today? And it can't just be, it was a nice day. It's got to be something meaningful and specific. And that's where the power comes. So everything that we're talking about, it's meaningful, specific, all these happiness exercises, if you will, these habits, if you will. You know, when you do this, trust me, your world is going to be filled with more peace and more optimism, more compassion. You're going to create a ripple all around you. So it's going to impact you. But did you know that by sharing happiness, you become happier? Kind of crazy. It works. Trust me. And they say that one person, yes, you, by sharing happiness can actually impact over 1,000 people. Happiness is contagious. It's infectious. I invite you to, you know, jump on this bandwagon. There's a great website. You can get it. You can share it for free. You can go to livehappyclub.org. Livehappyclub.org. It's pretty cool. I just created a website that I'm going to be using to educate people, you know, civic groups, churches, just any groups of people, to educate them about happiness. And I'm going to back end my company and what I do. And you can check that website out and model that. Knock it off if you want. It's happinesstosuccess.com. Happinesstosuccess.com. See, it is all about, you know, making a difference in the lives of other people. It is about helping other people and sharing a gift that I believe can make people feel better. And by, again, you making them feel better, you're naturally going to feel better about it. And you know what? All of this begins with you. You know, your home-based business begins with you. You know, you're going to get compensated in your network marketing direct selling company based on your contribution to the marketplace. And I believe, this is my belief, I believe your happiness income, your happiness effect, how you feel is going to be directly tied to your contribution to the marketplace, your contribution in terms of how big of a ripple. So go to that website. It's livehappyclub.org. Get a site like that. It's free. There's tons of great articles and information. Share it with your team. And remember this, my friend, you do matter. And happiness is actually a choice. So get involved with this movement. Have fun with it. Teach your team. And remember this, we're in this together. If you got any questions, you can certainly find me on Facebook. My name is Terry Petrovic. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one. You absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye for now.